It's like you can't have one without the other, you know? Like I'm equal parts God and the devil. A cloak of shame covers this man, and only supreme light will wash my body clean. But again, I find nothing except for sweaty, devastated loneliness and 1,000 judging eyes staring back at me from the cover of a stolen Victoria's Secret catalog. I didn't take your mail, Mrs. Pemberton. Stop asking me that. Leave me alone!
Own it.
Satan's pretty cool.
That's fine. That's fine.
Do you have? Oh, you only need 1 year. Okay.
That's fine. Yeah. So Steven.
Ethan.
You're a big fan of the Beach Boys, the band.
Sure am.
And you know Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Do you know
the face of the Beach Boys?
He is the primo. He's the premium member.
The mastermind.
He's the brainchild.
Yes.
He's not the brainchild.
No, that's not. Yeah. The Beach Boys is his brainchild.
Yes. Yes. Right. Did you know that he made a rap album in the 90s?
My name is Brian Wilson, and I'm here to say...
I have schizophrenia, man.
In a major way.
It's basically that. It's called Smart Girls. Declan, if you would do me a favor.
Smart Girls, yeah.
I should have queued you up. And
okay, what's up?
Look up Brian Wilson, Smart Girls.
Oh, I can do that right quick.
I'm just as happy about this as I am happy about the Pope's progressive rock album.
Oh, it's so great. It's not really his progressive rock album.
Yeah,
I did like that one.
He curated it. He curated his progressive.
And it's just like spoken word.
It should be
Brian Wilson, Smart Girls, 409 minutes. Let's see how this plays. How's that?
That's good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
My name is Brian, and I'm the man.
Wow. Holy shit!
I make great music with my band.
It's a parody! It's like
I was so close!
I told you!
He didn't say my name's Brian Wilson,
but
he didn't say I'm here to say, but did. I believe he started with my name's Brian.
It's like an SNL skit. It's
every rap song was that.
Yeah, no,
that's incredible.
But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you, Steve.
What year was this? Because I feel like
it was like 92 or something.
Okay, yeah, that's early enough to start your rap song with my name is.
Yeah, so that I felt like I had to share that. I've been holding on to that for a long time.
If the greatest thing you've ever created was never released to the public, I'm sure you'd do stupid things too.
I'm sure you'd lose your mind.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Ask Lil Wayne. He lost his mind because Carter 5 never came out.
Yep, and now he just makes terrible rap albums. It's the same thing.
It's exactly. Wow. He also made terrible rock, so he went the opposite direction too. He did the inverse.
In 40 years, Carter 5 will come out.
So this is the three Weebos.
That's right.
And I'm Ethan. Let's go with that one.
I'm Steven.
Yeah, no, you can't confuse people.
Okay, it could be someone's first time.
That's the comics thing, is that you have to introduce every issue of a comic book like it's somebody's first comic.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my name is actually Geoffrey.
No, what's your name, though?
Declan. And I'm here to say I like watching anime in a minor way.
All right. And?
My name is Steven, and I'm...
Not much rhymes with Steven.
You don't need to rhyme with your name. That's the beauty of...
My name is Steven, and I'm here today...
Yeah, okay.
To talk about anime.
How about some anime? You could have gotten another syllable in there.
And talk about some anime. What the hey?
All right. Bangers. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
I am not a rapper.
So this is an episode long in the making. And I brought something special today.
Oh my gosh.
We've been watching this anime for a long time.
Wait, were we supposed to watch...
You guys have.
Were we supposed... Did you tell me to watch anime?
Oh no.
Oh, I thought you said to watch Ham and Eggs, dude. I was staring at a delicious plate of breakfast for 3 goddamn months every day.
Do you want to discuss the intricacies of that Ham and Eggs?
They're green now.
They're not good now.
But we watch Noin, and to celebrate finishing this show that took us actually months to finish, I have a bottle...
Well, it didn't take us months. It took Steven months.
No, it took a few days.
I was watching episodes...
The last time we had an opportunity to record a podcast, Steven could not watch Steven had not finished Noah, and he said, fuck you, so we watched MarDoc Scramble instead.
Oh my god, we watched that. What the fuck?
Yeah, we recorded an episode about MarDoc Scramble.
Oh, I was really trashed.
Was I there?
Yeah.
Well, dude.
I don't remember that.
The lost episode for me.
You're going to listen to it. It's going to be crazy.
Okay, so to celebrate,
MarDoc Scramble, we just listened to music the whole time. We listened to that Miley Cyrus. No, wait, that was a different one. I don't know. You brought an actual bottle of fake champagne or something.
I have a sparkling white Chardonnay grape juice.
Because we're 14.
Made with 100% Chardonnay grapes from Spain. Non-alcoholic. Okay.
Well, if you left it in like a dry place for months and months, it would ferment, right?
It says Chardonnay, but isn't Chardonnay wine made in Chardonnay, France?
Yes, these are Chardonnay grapes and the sparkling grape juice.
From Spain. Grapes from Spain. Maybe there's a French colony
called Chardonnay in Spain. They made a second one so they can make twice as many grapes.
It's like New York. York already.
Yeah, but no one cares about that fucking York.
Yeah, okay, but it's gone. Like,
wines are usually named after where they're made.
I'm gonna pop this cork.
Actual cork popping.
All right, here we go.
Oh! What a great noise.
That clips like a mother, I'm sure.
That's unfortunate, but that was good.
Yeah, so I'm gonna pour out.
Pour me that bubbly.
Oh, man.
ASMR.
All right. Oh. We're going to be reviewing this Chardonnay today.
Oh.
This is probably great audio entertainment, but I'm going to hold it.
Oh, don't spill it on the audio equipment. I'm going to hold this right up to my mic. Right. You can't hear that.
All right. And I'm just going to leave it on the table.
We should do it. Right.
All right, go. Kanpai.
Oh, yeah.
Kanpai.
Okay, Kanpai.
It smells like grapes.
It smells really good.
Grapes.
It tastes good. It smells kind of like a fart.
That's good, though. Good job, Trader Joe. Who's the most refined of all.
Holy shit! Most of the bottle's gone. This is a very small bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. 25 ounces.
So, we watched Noane.
That's right.
Toward another you.
Hold on. You want to smell the cork? You want to smell the cork here?
Doesn't smell good.
Okay. Hit the smell the cork.
I think that's smell just like with wine. I don't.
Okay. So, Noane, give me the background deets.
Oh boy, some deets. Yeah. This doesn't have much going for it.
Okay.
It's 2005.
Good era, good age, same as this Chardonnay.
By satellite. No, 2005, not a good anything.
No. Also, it's a bad year.
Yeah, satellite. It's an anime originaru. Mm-hmm. My notes just refreshed themselves for no reason. And the director is Kazuki Akane, also known for Escaflowne, which is legendary.
Oof.
Birdie the Mighty Decode, and
I think that's supposed to be good.
It is supposed to be good, and also Code Geass Akito the Exiled.
I've been meaning to watch that, but I won't.
Still around.
What's the relationship between that and Code Geass?
It is a interquel. It is between seasons 1 and 2.
Yep.
Huh.
But
I watched the first one, and I was like, yeah.
There's no Lelouch in it.
It doesn't have the characters to back it up.
So what's the point? Okay.
Jazz and robot fights. I don't know.
So Noane.
Robot fights are cool.
Yeah.
It is a show about kids?
About growing up.
And no, it's totally not really. Not Evangelion. There's this girl, and...
Well, do we want to... We could either introduce the characters and then have Steven try to explain it, or we could have Steven try to explain it, and then we could give an actual explanation. What do you want to do here?
Let's do the Steven first, we explain.
Do you want to do it, Steven? Are you up to the challenge?
You don't have to do the intro.
Wait, no, it's here somewhere.
Oh.
What the fuck? Where'd my...
You don't need to play it.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead, Steven.
It really is 2005.
Anyway.
Good start.
Okay. So
what is going on?
All right, so there's a whole bunch of kids. Mm-hmm. They're in elementary school. They're 12 years old.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And some... future versions of themselves from what looks like dystopian future.
You're diving right into it.
Spoilers.
Come back to stop.
You're gonna spoil all of Noane, by the way.
To protect people. So
I don't think that's the reason.
So the future doesn't happen.
I think you're wrong about everything you just said.
All right, so let's get the actual explanation.
All right,
let's.
That was an anticlimactic one. Good thing we didn't play the intro because that would be a really disappointment.
Exactly. I didn't want to.
Good call.
Yeah. Ethan, you want to try and drive this one? I'm just feeling like I'm going to hang back today. I'm going to let you guys do most.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you guys handle this.
Yeah, I'd rather hear
Ethan explains anime.
So, Haruko, protagonist lady, girl.
Mm-hmm.
She is
what?
She's protagonist.
Are you talking about Haruka?
Haruka. I'm sorry. I always have Fooly Cooly on the brain, on the dome.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so she and her friends go out to the They go to a cemetery one night.
Yep, that does happen in the first episode.
And they're like, "Woo, let's go see if there's a ghost in the cemetery. Here, there's ghosts kicking it here." And it turns out,
test of courage.
There are no ghosts kicking it here, but interdimensional people who came from another dimension.
Who are also us.
Who are also them.
yes.
Or you.
Ooh, we'll talk about that later.
So, and they're like, "Oh my god." And then they get wrapped up in a series of circumstances. And does she get taken into that? Does she get taken into the other dimension that early on?
It's like episode 6, I want to say.
Okay. And then they kick it. We get a little bit of the other dimension. That doesn't matter, really. what really matters is when we start to figure out who these people from the future are.
Yeah.
Wait, shit. I should set them up, too.
The Dragon Knights.
Okay, these are the Dragon Knights. They're people from another
dragon
dimension.
Dragon Knights, not the Dragonites.
Dragon Knights. Okay,
two words.
So, they're people from another dimension that is a future of the current timeline?
A possible future.
Possible future of the current timeline.
Yes.
In which
From a place called Lacrima.
Which everything has gone to total shit.
Crime.
Whatever. There's this, this mysterious force called Shangri-La. That's trying.
Well, that's just another dimension,
yes.
Right?
Yes. But it, like, they refer to it as Shangri-La.
Yes.
Which is just coming and trying to eat this dimension. Is that what's?
Yes.
And it feeds off of the sorrows. We don't know this at the beginning, but it feeds off the sorrows of those dimensions.
Something like that. It's
and
expanding
then,
or
well,
something.
Well, it's based on. Feeds off it.
No, it literally says that it feeds off. Okay. It's built from those. It
says a lot of things. It's hard to keep track.
Impossible.
So the Dragon Knights are trying to stop Shangri-La from taking over their dimension. And they think they can do that if they go and grab Haruka from the current timeline, which is what the kids exist in.
Yes.
Because she is the quote-unquote Dragon Torque.
She's special. Yeah. She's the Dragon Torque.
Dragon Torque.
Which is totally rad.
which is a baller-ass fucking hair metal band from the 80s.
Yes.
And
it's my favorite Dragon Force song. Dragon
Torque. And it's never really explicitly stated what that entails. Like it's just kind of like, she's the Dragon Torque, which means she can do anything.
I think it's midichlorians. She's got a bunch of particles in her for no reason.
And like,
what are midichlorians?
Actually, I think it's... Well, I'll try to explain later, but we haven't yet.
In the first episode, we see that, like... And I guess that's what the Dragon Torque is the thing that appears around her neck.
The Ouroboros that she wears on her neck.
Yeah, she has...
She doesn't wear it on her neck.
She has...
She has a Deus Ex Machina generator on her neck, and it can do anything whenever it wants.
It is the fuck you was that? Generator.
It's, hey, everything's okay now generator.
Yes.
okay, yeah.
So.
I don't think that was really explained much.
No.
It's because she's the Dragon Torque. She's got that thing.
They love to show you that same animation over and over again as if it's some sort of transformation sequence, but it's just like a three-second shot.
It's like the first shot. It's the first second of a transformation sequence.
If you could save some money here and there, wouldn't you?
Oh, they do. So...
Characters.
Oh, I gotta keep going.
Oh, you're still gonna... Okay.
Okay, so... They come to get Haruka from this dimension because they're gonna use her to stop Shangri-La from taking over.
Yes.
And then there are forces... Like, some people have a deal with this mysterious deity, Noain, which is... Mm-hmm. Noain will send them to Shangri-La, which is a good place, but you don't want to...
Allegedly.
Allegedly a good place. If they bring Noain, the Dragon Torque.
Indeed.
And then this one dude, whose name is somehow eluding me here.
You know, which dude? There are a lot of dudes.
Karasu. He wants to stop the Dragon Torque from being taken because in his timeline, he already watched Haruka die.
And he is sad.
And he's sad by that, and he doesn't want to see that happen again. And he lets everybody know, every single episode, I will protect Haruka.
Die, until I no longer exist.
I should have counted how many times he said, Haruka!
Or you!
Well, he doesn't say you.
No, so Haruka can't stop saying you, who is her angsty friend, who...
You!
I grabbed it. I saw it coming.
That's good. So, you is this angsty...
You!
Angsty... elementary school kid who carries.
He's just angst, yeah.
At the beginning of the series, he carries around a box cutter, which is pretty hardcore.
He keeps his nails trimmed like a goddamn man should.
Uh huh.
With a box cutter.
The first shot
like
of him is
just. Like
a goddamn
man shouldn't.
Ugh, I gotta just.
He's very angsty. His mom, he doesn't like his mom.
His mom's a cunt. at first. Then she just becomes an alcoholic.
Okay, so...
Yeah, Yu was upset because Haruka at one point said that they were going to run away together, and then she's a kid, so she's just like, nah. And
yeah, she's... Wait,
and he's still upset.
Yeah, which is that's a very angsty, stupid thing to do when you're 12.
Yep.
So... Then he becomes upset because this mysterious guy is just kind of fucking around and being like, I'm going to protect you.
And always touching up on his girl.
Yeah, you don't want your girl touched up on.
Yeah, not even by yourself. Don't trust no one, not even yourself.
Yes, I think that's what that's about, yeah.
While I'm holding a gun.
Oh, God, there's so much left to go.
You want
to
talk about the crew?
Fuck that, I'm going to keep going.
Oh, Jesus, you're going to go through the whole plot?
Okay. Okay.
We should go through it slowly because, you know, there's stuff to talk about with each arc.
Okay, give me the character. Okay. Let's get the character
the
break.
The crew down. Haruka Kaminogi.
Is nothing girl. She's
the,
nothing.
She's the MC and she's the chosen dork.
But she's nothing.
No. And there's Miho, who likes ghosts and aliens.
She's also nothing.
She's a glasses girl.
But she's cute.
She's a side character who doesn't do anything.
She's not really a side character. She's one of the main posse.
She doesn't really do anything. Other than she kind of is responsible for bringing a homeboy over to the good side.
Okay.
Evil man.
There's Ai Hasabe.
I like her.
Haruka's friend, who's she's
athletic.
Assertive, yeah. She's kind of a tomboy, and she's angry.
Not a tomboy, but she's athletic, and she's a little bit tsundere.
Sure.
She's kind of stubborn. Your laptop is...
It happens. I can't control it.
It's too late now.
It's too excited about knowing. There's Isami, who is a spunky boy.
Yeah.
And he's...
No, he's athletic.
He's also athletic, and he always wears red shirts, and he's cool.
They always wear the same
He's not afraid of no ghosts. he thinks everything is impossible.
Everything is
impossible.
The subs you guys watched, he said impossible a lot. I don't remember happening in my subs. Maybe it's just the last two episodes. Every one of his lines is... Impossible.
Uh-huh.
There's Yu. We already mentioned him.
Me?
Yu is also nothing. Worth noting. Yu is nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's
angry. I mean, he's angry. Then there's the quantum researcher detective lady Ryoko Uchida.
I want to watch the show about those two. Get the second guy.
Yeah, her and her partner slash bodyguard Kyoji Koriyama.
I like that guy.
He's
a
like
lot.
A grizzled detective, and he's always smoking and has like his shirt unbuttoned.
Those two are cool.
Those are cool. Those are a cool pair. I'm sure there's a show out there.
They don't do that much cool stuff, but they're always just kind of around talking about dimensions.
It took me a long time
to
figure out what was their use.
Hey, people don't need uses, man. He's fucking...
Yeah, I watched an entire show about people with no use.
Oh, and then the Dragon Knights. There's Karasu, who is future Yu.
Uh-huh.
There's Fukuro, who is future Isami. Uh-huh. And he died at some point, I forget.
Fuck it.
Atori is the bad guy, but then he's not, because he gets amnesia.
The only one that really matters, that they're actually from the past, like, somebody from the past is Karasu. He's the only one that really matters that he's Yu.
Kinda, yeah.
Me?
There's Kosagi, who loves Karasu and hates Haruka, and she's not a future version. She's just one of the Dragon Knights.
Lady.
There's Toby, who's the best character in the show, and she's an elite hacker.
Uh huh.
And she's the
she
cutest.
She types really quick.
Yeah.
And it, like
with the same animation.
This fucking show is like it, like action, fucking crazy dimensional shit. And the whole time I'm watching, I'm just like, man, Toby's the best girl.
I don't even have an opinion on the girls in this show. Really.
Yeah.
But Toby though.
All right, keep going.
There's Isuka, who has cornrows, and he eats it really early on.
He buys it.
Karasu punches a goddamn hole in his
chest.
Which
is a good thing to do.
And there's Kuina, who likes Kosagi, but he wants to ditch Lacrima, and he has a metal eye patch and a leg.
Which is cool.
Yes. And then he just keeps
getting... Then he gets cucked really hard.
He gets...
Yes.
Ethan, this is an anime podcast. We say NTR here.
NTR!
Thank you.
Okay.
Netorare, if you want to be, you know, if you don't want to... he just keeps getting more robotic.
It's a real bummer, because he's...
Oh, and also, Future Eye's name is Amamiku. She's a science nurse lady, and...
Amamiku!
We only see Future Miho once, but she has a daughter named Lily, who's adorable.
Who's mini.
Just a little Miho, yeah.
Yeah, basically. So, from there...
From where?
From where I left off before.
So
where did you leave off?
From those characters, throw away almost all of them, and you got the people who actually matter.
Yeah, most of the episodes
are... Oh, there's a dad.
Karasu wants to protect Haruka, and something's happening to Haruka.
I have it written down here. It is someone comes to fuck with Haruka, Karasu kills him, rinse, repeat.
And yeah, and then
yeah.
Sort
and
of,
he gets horribly injured.
And then sort of all the conflict goes away because Dragon Torque, and then that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. Did you get some shots panning around a house? Because
a
they,
bad CG house.
Yeah. They rendered that. I mean, actually, use it, damn it.
It's still decent CG for now. CG hasn't changed
literally
much.
Literally everything is CG except for the character.
Yeah, basically.
Most of it, yeah. I mean, the environments are you just, you know, backgrounds. But yeah, anything that moves that is not a human character is CG.
Even not moving cars.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're cars. Well, no one's drawn a car in 20 years.
Yeah, they really love reusing animation. There's that one. There's the one of the different... Like, it shows the splintering of timelines, you know what I mean?
That happens a couple times.
They use that
This show looks weird, by the way. Even 2005, it's
goes
just like...
off-model.
Yes. And I think that's part of the director's thing, because he also directed Birdie the Mighty, and you look at that, and it looks a lot like this,
that's
even though it's a different studio. It's, smearing, and all the characters are just very, like, warpy and swimmy and weird-looking.
Gross, I'd say.
Always off-model. Yeah, it's a little gross.
This is, like, the first show I've watched where it has a weird animation style that I never got used to.
Really?
Because
you watch Shaka no Hana,
I've watched Shaka no Hana, I end up absolutely loving the animation style after a few episodes. Fuck the Tommy Galaxy.
I kind of like really, this. I like the action scenes. The way the action scenes flow is really interesting.
Yeah.
Like there'll be shots that are these crazy moving camera shots.
They really stand out too.
And there's a lot going on in them, and it's visually interesting. Yeah.
But never once I'm like, okay, I get it.
But you got to know.
I think
the most common pose in this entire show is, bending over slightly, but not arching your back, keeping a straight back. Like, everyone's doing that all the time.
Yeah. With your feet together and straight.
Yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Also, did you guys, like, the first episode, like, 5 minutes in, Yu turns to Haruka and he's like, "You've forgotten, haven't you?" I fucking paused that shit and I was like, "Fuck it, I'm calling time loop bullshit." Yes. Wee-woo, oh God. I know. Just too much, that's too much foreshadowing. I knew it. I called it.
I hate being a kid. I want to grow up.
Yeah, the direction's interesting. There are some battle parts that are cool looking, and then there's the ones that are just Evangelion wide, lumbering masses shots.
That happened like once.
No, I could pick out like three or four, but those are nice. I like it. The artistic direction is really interesting because it seems completely unprecedented for the most part. Like, I've never seen anything that. Like, the monster designs are really fucking weird.
Yeah, the imagery in this show is so, like, it's not taken from anything.
No.
It's, like, not, like, just strictly Buddhist or... It's just, like, it's just... It's a combination of weird Buddhist and, like, fucking,
It's just horrifying, really.
The Shangri-La is... It's cool-looking stuff.
It doesn't take obvious inspiration from anywhere.
The Shangri-La, that world is supposed to be, because it was just, like... Nothing.
No, not
nothing.
The Shangri-La world. I'm saying the Shangri-La like monsters.
Oh. Yeah, the big old metal babies.
The way that they fight is really grotesque in the Dragon Knights, I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, they have these things pop out of their back.
They're like, they just got different powers all the time.
Yep. I couldn't really pinpoint
sometimes
exactly
they
what's
have, sometimes they got laser beams, sometimes they got weird organic wings.
All right, so...
Sometimes they can just teleport.
Sometimes they can turn into giant blue things.
Yep.
So were they human?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, because
but they're enhanced.
Enhanced, all right, because I remember...
Enhanced.
When Haruka went to...
these are ten years in the future.
Yeah,
maybe.
When she was like brought to that future world, the LaCroix.
I don't buy that that much can happen in 15 years.
Of course not.
Hey man, if your dimension starts collapsing, things can change pretty fast.
Okay.
Yeah, but even like an underground world that looks like fucking like Total Recall.
Why is his hair white?
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of time to build it. That's why it's so crappy.
Why is his hair white?
He's old and... Have you seen Obama, man? He's a lot of stress. Fucking turns
you... His best friend died.
Yeah, he's been enhanced, and that probably wasn't... That probably was painful.
I don't know.
It wasn't a good
Why
experience.
Why is One Punch Man bald?
Why is Toby's hair...
He worked until his hair fell out.
Like, Toby's hair is goddamn purple. It's... Your hair gets weird. The other girl's lady, she has a big old disc in the back of her neck.
She
straightens her hair with an iron.
That's the thing you don't buy.
Yeah. You lost me. Yeah.
Impossible.
I didn't even mind. Like, it's it was like a little sticking point for me for like 2 seconds. Like, really? And I'm like, oh, anime. And I was just kind of back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, oh, shit. Really fucking grotesque monsters. Like the way yeah. that the thing that's really stuck with me is the Dragon Knights. Like they have this organ that pops out of their back when they're right. fighting, and that shit's rancid, but it's cool. I've never seen anything like it before.
It didn't really bug me that
no,
much.
No, it's cool. I like
sure.
it.
Sure. They each seem to have like their own ability.
Sure. Yeah, like a dude had electricity.
Yeah, electricity or like wires or cables uh-huh. or whatever.
Ethan, you told me that Toby was a girl, and I brushed it off because I wasn't willing to accept it. And apparently in the Japanese version, it is a male, but in the English version, it is not.
So I'm right. I'm right.
You're
it
half.
Is a boy.
It's a,
but it's a girl, because I would fuck it.
I mean,
so
in the
that makes
actual
it a girl.
Version.
In my head canon.
Man, when he puts the dress on, it's a girl.
When I'm wearing a skirt, it's fine.
This is really weird, but as I'm sure all of us in this room appreciate the Spider-Man films.
Sam Raimi
masterpieces, all of them.
All two of them,
all three of them. And
you cannot exclude the first one.
Air horn.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna do, I don't know what 8 is.
Extreme.
Alright, yeah, sure. That's about right. Yeah, so
it's like, Grandpa, there are only 49 stars in that flag. I'll be buried deep in a cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri.
That's a weird one to go with.
So they do the Spider-Man gondola scene. I have that in my notes for some reason. I don't
Spider-Man
know.
Spider-Man gondola scene.
You know in Spider-Man 1 when he's like, you can choose Spider-Man. It's Willem Dafoe doing crazy bullshit. And he's holding Mary Jane. And he's got a gondola. And he's like, I'm going to drop the gondola. Which is the exact dialogue.
Oh, I thought gondola as in like the boat, the Venetian boat.
No.
Okay.
No, gondola is in like cable car.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. I was like, wait, when did Spider-Man go to Venice and get on a gondola?
It was a weird Spider-Man.
That was a deleted scene.
Yeah, Sam Raimi's true vision was that.
Yeah. Do you like it in this show when it goes from like really weird off-model animation to very sudden, extremely detailed, really like silly-looking still frames of a really dramatic face with way too much going on?
At a certain point, I stopped caring about how it looked and just like
it's
just
so
shot.
Funny though, because it just happens a few times, but suddenly just cuts to someone's face.
I had that exact same thought.
I'm just going to be straightforward. I didn't like it.
I just shot the narrative into my eye holes rather than consume the weight loss.
Yeah, same. I just didn't care.
At a certain point, I was kind of like, are they going to introduce every single Dragon Knight as being somebody from the current timeline?
I kind of wanted that.
I didn't want that shit. I was getting tedious.
Not everyone died 15 years. I mean, so most of the characters were 12, and then, so 15 years later, they're, what, 27? What happened to, like, all the parents and stuff?
Dead.
No, they would only be, like, maybe, like, 40 or 50.
No, they died in the crumbling of the fucking
But all the kids survived.
Well, most Damn. People died.
Well, most people died,
It
but
seems like there's very few people left. There are a small band of people.
Yeah.
All right.
The Dragon Knights.
I don't know. I just want to see some other characters still alive.
So, we were talking about this music really quick?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So
something that actually was good.
There are like some standbys and classic like soundtrack stuff in there. Uh-huh. And then there's also like weird medieval fair music at some points that really threw me off.
Yeah, some like pan flutes. I don't know.
And then there was some like techno beats at one point during a battle. I don't know.
Yeah. Some of the sound design, I was really surprised because some of the, I remember early on, like some of the fight scenes, there were these weird like blown out glitchy sounds. And I was like, that's a kind of modern thing. I'm surprised that's in there.
Good creature noises.
They're
like the horrible seahorse things, like saying distorting people's voices to fuck with them is really cool. It's like those things are cool. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Can we talk about the opening though?
Yes.
Oh my god. This opening is so goddamn weird. Here, I have it. So it starts building up to like a chorus.
Uh-huh.
And here it is. It's just
imagine.
Oh.
What?
It sounds like someone hitting an empty toilet paper roll against the edge of a fucking table. Like, did they not have any drum samples? Like, what is that noise?
No, there are no 808s in Japan.
What is this? Like, what the fuck?
No, it's not good.
I wrote it off as bad opening. I'm done with it. I don't even care about it anymore.
No, I had to dissect most of this, so I skipped it.
Yeah, fuck it. It's a bad opening. I don't even care about it.
And it's not great either.
That's not funny though,
so I didn't get a clip of it.
Right. So the ending, like the last two episodes or so.
Yeah.
Two or three. We made the joke, not Evangelion, but we made it for a reason.
Yeah. Because there's a bunch of sequences that are pretty Evangelion.
There are bridge bunnies that are, you know. Like we effectively end up in a bridge, not a, you know, like a cross bridge, but like a naval bridge. And
like a belly button?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's jargon getting thrown around, and then there's giant monster fights.
Yeah. And then there's a screen with a bunch of red windows going.
There's a bunch of pulsing patterns on screens and stuff.
Yep, and windows popping up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then people are walking through an empty void.
Yep.
Introspecting like a motherfucker.
People getting shot.
Was it like second to last or third to last episode where, no, probably second to last episode where Haruka was wandering through all of her friends' futures, like
that was like the third to last.
It seemed
it lasted like two episodes.
It seemed a bit long in the tooth to me. You could have knocked that out in one, I think.
The episode with everyone's future?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was my favorite one.
No, same. I enjoyed the episode, but I just felt like we were in that for a long time.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, I did enjoy that though.
I thought it was really neat.
Well, it's really depressing.
Everyone's future sucks.
I loved Noane's explanation. Noane's is such a really interesting.
His explanation for what?
Why he's evil? His past is. I thought it was a fucked up scene.
His past is extra shit. Yeah,
there was a really fucked up way for that to happen. He watches all of his friends die. Yeah. And not in a crazy way. In a really mundane car crash and then like resulting from that, you know,
it's a car crash. In almost like every kind of time travel movie I've seen, something like that happens. All right, Groundhog Day. There's that old man. No matter what he does, that old man is always going to die, and it really fucks with him. I remember there was a remake.
Oh, so good.
I forgot who was in. There was a remake of H.G. Wells' The Time Machine that I really liked when I was a kid from like early 2000s.
I mean, I watched that.
Yeah, and there was a scene, it was nothing like the book. In the beginning, one reason why he created the time machine was there's a girl that he's seeing gets killed, and he builds his time machine and tries
to... And she doesn't matter what he does.
And no matter what he does, she always dies.
Yeah.
So that's essentially...
It's a convention. It's a thing.
It's always compelling.
Dimensions correct themselves.
But this was a good one. This is a good version of that. I really...
And then somehow you becomes... Or, spoiler alert, knowing is you...
You.
Hold on.
You!
Do! Soldier boy, Tyler, bro.
Noane is you, and he's so upset that all of the souls in the universe converge unto him and they become one, and then they start expanding into other universes.
And then he becomes a horrible monster.
Or something.
Thing.
And that's all explained in episode 23. And I stopped and wrote, there it is, because every anime is instrumentality.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
And it, we can add this one to the fucking list.
Even Code Geass is,
and also a bunch of others that I forget.
You watch Code Geass, right?
No.
No, it's not even remotely instrumentality. Okay.
of course not.
One thing I wrote down. Talking to yourself from another dimension is really fucked up.
They never refer to their other selves as like me or the others. They just call each other by their other names, which is weird.
But like, it would really fuck with you. Wouldn't that like break your mind to talk to you?
That wouldn't be that crazy. I've seen movies. No. All right.
But there's a, at least only with you and, and feature you, the, whatever his name is.
Karasu.
Like, every time, Hanaka or whatever. Hanukkah.
Oi, vey! Karasu! Karasu!
And then she's like, you! You know, and when she's in trouble?
You!
It's like they both feel it. Both, like, past you
like
and future you.
I like that a lot.
It's like, kind of like twins. They say, like, if one twin like, gets hurt, like, the other one feels it.
Yeah, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito in
Twins.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we're going with. That's what
I
was...
I want to start a journal for when I watch anime that has some kind of a scientific theory behind it.
Oh, yes. Man. I would love to just read excerpts of that.
Every time I watch...
How come aliens is real?
and today from Steven's diary, we have...
So, whenever I'm watching an anime with some kind of scientific theme to it, you know, that some fantasy world or whatever, they always explain how it works, you know, with physics and stuff. And every time watching, you're like, yeah, that makes sense. When really, it's like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm sure a lot of them
sense.
Are based in some sort of, like, theories,
but
you know?
I want to start write a journal of every show I watch, like, the theories that go behind how the things that are impossible work.
Oh, man, you'd love Steins Gate. Oh. That's all just real-life shit, but taken to a weird place. It's great.
I should probably watch that.
Oh, it's so good.
I'll watch that for next time we'll talk about
Fuck.
It. I'll bring it. No, not for an episode. I'll just bring it on.
I want to watch that, too, though. I've been wanting to watch that for
But, yeah,
a while.
This show takes, like, many worlds theory and just takes it to a stupidly extreme, like, what the fuck are you doing place where, like, they explain the multiverse theory in a pretty, like, in a pretty dumb way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I get it. All the possible universes exist, but they spend like an entire episode explaining that shit to you.
Right. Yeah. There's things that we've all heard. Like, we know this.
Maybe not in 2005. I don't know.
Maybe.
There's one character that we failed to
We'd
bring
all
up.
Seen Butterfly
the, the time drifter dude.
Oh, yeah. Straw hat guy whose identity is never explained.
But I think he's just the Ouroboros. I think he's the
Ouroboros. Is the Ouroboros a sentient being?
Fuck knows.
Maybe he's just like an old wise you.
You.
He's you!
From another dimension.
He's my favorite character.
I liked him.
You?
He never you. Had... No, you is nobody's had, favorite character.
Yeah, you're right.
He had a lot of good stuff to say.
But he didn't really do anything.
He's just a fucking dick, like, hanging around every dimension, giving advice and then disappearing instead of helping people.
Yeah, no, if you're an interdimensional being, you should probably, like, stick your fucking hand out and
I love the idea of a time drifter like that, though.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, there are multiple dimensions and only a few people know about
but
this.
He's
but
he's so just, wise. Because he's seen everything.
Wise,
I know.
Motherfucker.
It's like, I'm going to just wander through these dimensions.
Yeah, that's
sort of like a random adventurer in wisdom.
There's one entire subplot that we haven't gotten to yet, which is another source of impending doom. I'm not sure if it's related to Shangri-La or not. They call it Shangri-La instead of Shangri-La. That's how they pronounce it. So I just call it Shangri-La.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know.
Shangri-La.
Yeah, I don't know if it's related to that, but what's happening in our dimension, the kids' dimension, is. Evil rich man is going to use a science experiment to do something to somewhere.
Oh yeah, and that's what's going to kind of trigger the impending.
I don't know. He's going to make a big particle loop, and all the particles are going to make a dimensional.
But what's important is
it's going to destroy this town.
It's going to destroy everything ever. And he's the worst villain because he's so ridiculous.
But he's so.
I don't care if I destroy the whole universe. Money, I have a yacht.
I'll be down in the.
He literally has a yacht.
The future, you know, people will look at me as the man who changed the world.
We're gonna create science.
He is so committed that he's like willing to throw. Everyone's like, no, stop, and he's like, fuck you. I don't care if everything will die.
How does he have like comrades that work for him?
Who goes along with this? It's like the Joker. It's like the Joker problem. Like, who follows the Joker? He just shoots people willy nilly. Like, why would you?
He burns all the money.
Yeah, everything burns. I bet
it's like even like burn. Everyone was afraid of Stalin, even the people he was closest with, because Colin.
You should watch Code Geass. Colin is pretty scary.
The lesser known of the fucking Axis is Colin. It's just he's got his own little island.
Stalin's got him in the attic.
There was
he just
Hitler,
throws him a,
there was Stalin, but everyone
throws
was
him a turkey leg
of
every once in a while. Colin, Colin, bring communism. No, you don't, Colin. Go the fuck back to the attic.
No, but Stalin. Colin's younger brother.
Which is a joke we just made.
That's what we just said. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
It's like that Bart episode where they got Bart in the attic, which is exactly what we just said.
What was Bart's name? Was his name Bart or was
it? I believe it was Bort.
Bort, yeah.
Okay. No.
Not Bort?
Bort is a different joke.
Okay, what's the Bart? There's a Bart.
What's the retarded monster Bort part?
I don't remember the...
Sloth?
the Treehouse of Horror episode.
Okay, we gotta keep going. We gotta keep going.
What else is there? Every anime has a budget episode, and for this one, it was episode 15. I don't know if you remember.
I don't remember.
That episode looked like garbage. Remember. All right. Another thing I don't like.
Just assume that, all right, episodes at least, like,
They're a blur.
8 to 20 are just a blur.
Okay. Yeah. Well, whose fault is that, motherfucker?
The studio.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of blur frames.
Right. You as character is dumb and also inconsistent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, what I said. Okay. Because at one point, like, Karasu saves them, like, more than once, I think, and you is still afraid of him and thinks he's going to kill Haruka, and it's like, that's, you're dumb.
I don't like, not you, Declan. I don't like the character you. You!
And then at one point, you know, you use mom.
Yeah, use mom.
Use mom is a just a crazy person because his sister died?
Her sister died.
And she lost it. After going out to play tennis?
She got hit by a bus or something.
I don't understand how that correlates to...
She just didn't want to lose anyone, so she keeps him in the house all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Women stuff.
So, Yu's mom and aunt. The aunt was loved by her mother more than his mom was.
Uh-huh.
And she was a smart one that was going to go to school in Tokyo, but she died. And so...
This B-plot effectively doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
Because it doesn't really play into anything in the future at all.
But then...
None of this matters. What does matter a little bit more, but still doesn't matter. All right, so in the first few, you know, half of the show or whatever, you could not do anything because...
Hey, come on, man.
He can't do anything. All right, because his mom would just be like, no, you have to go to exam school.
Cram school.
And you can't do anything, and mommy knows best. And she's pretty much just a Catholic nun.
Okay. And, not even remotely a Catholic nun.
She's really into studying. Uh-huh. But then Haruka sends her to the past, and she works out her feelings about her sister, and then she comes back and she's chill. So.
She likes to drink.
Yes.
And then she
stops being a character in the thing, because she doesn't do anything for the rest of the
Yeah, series. Except at one point, there's an episode that starts out, and Yu is studying, and she comes in like, hey, you should go outside and have fun. Yeah. And he's like, no, I want to study. He's like, where the fuck did they get reversed? Why is she chill now and he's a study bug?
Because she is an alcoholic now.
I don't think that's established.
Why? I forgot. Why did he make that turn?
I don't think he did. I was thinking,
what if that's a new Yu from another dimension?
I don't think, no. You could always say that. I don't think...
Inconsistencies don't matter. Nothing matters.
Maybe not.
Beta fuck.
So let's just get right down.
Hugh's a beta fuck.
What do you guys think of this show?
Eh.
I like parts of it.
And I also like parts of it, but I don't like other parts.
It is wildly inconsistent.
The things that I like the most about it were like when they're talking to. Remember the telephone scene when that old telephone.
It's a good ass scene.
Hakura. She answered, whatever.
What the fuck did you say? Hakura?
What is it?
Is she a Bleach character?
What is it?
Haruka.
Haruka.
The beautiful.
Hakura. Haruka. You can't get mad at me for that.
Huh? Yeah, I can. They say it a billion fucking times. Holy shit, they say it 10 times a second.
You know I'm terrible with names. Who's this guy anyway? Anyway, so the old phone rings, and she answers it, and then it... turns out, like, she's going to a flashback of her dad.
Yes, she is talking to her dad.
That was good. It was a good scene.
That was a very good scene. I love that.
All that stuff is really interesting.
Yeah, that episode, she was watching her dad and mom break up in the past.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
It was so good. Seeing different versions of it. Like different
things. Yeah, but it's always kind of the same.
You know what was really fucked up was when she picks up the phone and it's her? That's crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's a really great image and idea.
I forgot about that.
You pick up the phone and it's you.
And it's saying like, fuck. This is me from a different dimension. Don't say anything.
Oh, God. What am I? What the? Okay. All right. Everything's fine now.
Okay.
So that kind of stuff that happened there. And also at the end when you saw their super depressing future, because there's nothing I like more in anime than just depressing futures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I like the last three episodes best. It's like the three...
I agree.
Like the best stretch, because you get like really emotional, fucked up futures episode. And then the last episode has all these crazy shots, like everything gets all abstract, and you got Noeen's crazy face all up in the screen.
Do you think this show would have been just as effective if it was only like 12 episodes?
Definitely.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I was thinking like the middle portion of this show is so nothing.
Remember when original anime used to be 24 episodes?
Oof. You know, I was thinking, would this be better if it was only one show? And it was just the timeline that we saw where...
I think it was only one show.
No, I'm saying, sure. If you took the... Or you separated it out and it was different parts and discarded some of the parts and just made...
So get rid of some of the one subplots.
The one timeline where Homeboy...
You get rid of the not good parts and you keep the good parts.
No. Fuck.
That's not
even some
thing.
Of the good parts. And you just, it's just the timeline where the dude gets stabbed in the eye after becoming a delinquent. That timeline looks really interesting. I would watch that.
Oh, just a drama about this delinquent?
Yeah.
Great.
I would watch that show. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
You
can make a show out of anything.
That was 10 years ago.
At a certain point, I might recommend this show just because there are so many good ideas and they're like not implemented well.
Yeah.
But some of them work really, really well. There's some great scenes in here in this just show.
Some good action, but most of it's inconsequential.
Mm-hmm. I got some stuff from it. I really, really enjoyed those character designs of the monsters. I'd say that's like almost my favorite part of the show is how fucking weird... they're fucked up looking.
All the weird monsters. Remember the part where they're planning? Ai's parents are gonna have a wedding, and Haruka just looks over and there's a fucking floating metal lizard dog just going ooh, a wedding, and then he disappears behind the corner.
That is exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. It's so good. It was hilarious, but also really kind of terrifying.
It's fucked up. It just
sinks out behind the corner. Oh, it's so good.
It's just fucking with her. Yeah, that's great. I like that.
I do love, like, and we see this a lot in some character who's just a normal person.
Someone's knocking their shit around.
It's probably this. I don't know. Anyway, we see it a lot when just a regular character, a whole bunch of terrible, absolutely terrifying shit is happening to her, but yet she still manages to live a normal life and
maybe
go
that's
out
why she
day.
Was chosen. Yeah, that's why she was chosen.
Maybe.
Man.
But, like, even her friends. It's like, I don't know, if I was being visited by creepy things that keep trying to kill me from other dimensions, I probably wouldn't try to live my normal life. I might be just terrified and admit myself.
It might break me.
Yeah. I'd be pretty broken, especially if I was 12 years old and a girl.
So you have audio clips, Declan?
Yes, I do. I also wanted to mention that Kuina has a sneaky rocket arm straight out of Metal Gear Solid, out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I watched...
I know what it is now, Declan.
I switched to the dub at episode 2.
Your mic is brushing against your shirt there.
So I switched to the dub at episode 2 because there's a line in the subs that says they're in Lacrima and they're talking about the other dimension. And someone says, that dimension is going back 15 years on the time axis.
Right.
Okay. So I'm thinking like, wait, it's going backwards? It's like heading back. What does that mean? So I switched the dub, and he goes, "That dimension exists 15 years in the past." Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I get it. So I switched to the dub because the subs are fucking awful. Yeah, and
I agree. How was the dub?
Oh, there goes my computer again. It's not very good.
It's not very good.
No.
The subs aren't very good either. So there's no way.
The subs aren't very good. But here's the thing about the dub: the most used word in this entire dub is Haruka, and no one can pronounce Haruka. They say Haruka every single time. The only person that can pronounce Haruka correctly is Crispin Freeman, who plays Karasu.
Because Crispin Freeman, as we all know, is a fucking big dick.
Did I mention that Crispin Freeman wrote a lot of the?
He
wrote a lot of the script for Karakano.
Yeah, no, Crispin Freeman he does a lot of translation work.
Yeah, so there's just okay. So the most annoying thing: this show has two characters named I and You, and they translated it into English. Without accounting for that at fucking all. Do you want to hear some of this garbage?
Yes. Would this be an instance where you almost want a name change?
Yes! They should have changed the fucking names.
It's a no-no, but I totally get it in that
No,
instance.
That's absolutely necessary. Listen to this.
That's the same cell phone strap I has.
Oh, she means I.
Oh, speaking of which, that's I forgot about I that scene because I watched it like 8 months ago. I like the cell phone strap
it.
Scene.
Okay.
It's a good scene.
Oh, remember they're slapping each other and comical music is playing?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, holy shit! All right, wait, all
right,
so this
is... I believe that's right here.
I totally hate you, Haruka.
Haruka.
I totally hate you, Haruka.
All right, so we saw like the most nonchalant, cheerful, joyful use of a Ouija board.
Oh, and they don't. Wait, hold on. In the dub, they call it something really fucking stupid. Prophecy board.
Great.
No one has ever called. They couldn't get the rights from fucking. It is actually a Parker Brothers thing. Ouija board is a Parker Brothers property.
Okay, well, sure.
So they probably couldn't get that cleared. Even though you probably didn't have
to. No, I think they say it. I think they say it once, but they use prophecy board the first time. I don't know.
And you might not remember this. All right. So when they brought out the Ouija board, they're like, "Oh, this is the Western version of," and then they say something Japanese.
I don't know.
And who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Whatever. Right.
I was thinking that might be something Declan.
Nipshit.
Some nipshit.
Yeah.
How about this one?
I see. I like sesame.
What?
Who is sesame? Is that a lunch meat? You like sesame? It took me like 10 goddamn minutes to parse the sentence. Oh, the character I likes Asami, who is another character. Fuck you! God damn it.
I agree.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, how about this one? This is a conversation between someone and Crispin Freeman. Listen, this is the whole exchange, I swear.
Carrasso, you don't understand. It's too dangerous. If we return to La Crema with the Dragon Torque, the entire dimension could be blown away.
Risk, huh? Did you say risk?
No! No, he didn't! He did not say that!
Why did Christmas Freeman look through... He was known for having translated things.
He probably just didn't care.
Hey, hold on. I know I'm just here for the paycheck, but like still.
There's some great outtakes in this show on YouTube, by the way. There's a lot of people, like some of the voice editors will just, like, they'll just give up their take and they'll just be like, Crispin Freeman, no, instead of Carrasco. It's good. There's some great dialogue in here. How about this one? This is what you say when you're in danger.
I'm going to die now!
Oh, okay. Have a nice time. How about this?
You're as fast as a dog! I'm not a dog!
I know that!
Oh, that was the dialogue in the actual show.
That
was the exact dialogue.
That doesn't sound like what someone would say.
No, I 100% agree. This dialogue's clunky.
So they also changed the characters a little bit in the dub. Miho becomes a disgusting slut. Listen to this.
Wait, I'll just crawl through his window tonight and ask him.
Mine's open.
Hey!
What the fuck does that mean? She's not even interested in him. Why would you say that?
She's looking for dick wherever it comes.
And
hopefully on her chest.
Finally, we get to Uchida, I'm not even going to say this one. This is what she sounds like.
Uchida, have you ever heard of any species of insect that can actually eat through brick?
Are you trying to test my trivial knowledge? Damn, I really hate useless men.
Whoa!
All right, take it easy.
Wait, did turn...
She's from New Orleans.
She's a ghetto woman.
Yeah, they turned her into a trap queen.
I guess.
Where did they find her?
Yes.
You remember the very brief instance we meet Isami's brother?
Uh-huh.
He's the best in the entire show.
I like him.
He's just great.
Don't call your brother a moron!
Oh my god, yeah. I forgot about him. He was cool. He was really cool.
Cool
dude. I want to see more of him.
Why'd the kids get
screwed up again? Remember that awesome scene when, and I'm not even going to try to get their names, the soccer girl is on the bus. Is on the bus and see these three girls that are kicking some old lady.
Man spreading.
Yeah. And they're gonna beat her up like they're in a gang, and then
things that don't happen in Japan.
I know. And soccer boy is like, Oh, these are your friends. Wow, they're hot.
Yep.
he's trying to defuse the situation.
Oh, he did something. That was like such a bro moment.
Pretty alpha. It's pretty alpha.
That was amazing.
He could have hit it right there and then.
Then he like implied made out with him. And she's like, wait, what are you doing? She's like, oh yeah, my brother, you know, has told me about these kinds of people.
Yeah.
And so
Isami is pretty cool. My last clip is also from Isami.
This guy's one taco short of a combo platter.
I don't know. Sure.
Dude, shut the fuck up. That's not a thing people say.
Wait, a gumbo platter?
Gumbo platter.
Okay.
Gumbo platter.
Yeah, gumbo, like, notorious.
You ever put a taco in your gumbo, bro? It's delicious.
Yeah, so, it's a decent show. By decent, I mean, like, I'd recommend it as a curiosity. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Sure.
As like, hey, you want some things that are kind of fucked up?
I'm not ashamed that I watched it.
No.
How many things do you feel shame for, though?
Arrival season 2.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's passable, maybe.
I give it a 6
points,
or
points
7.
For originality, I guess.
Just don't, yeah, definitely points for originality.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen things that look like that in animation, which is neat. Originality in designs, not originality in narrative, because everything
maybe.
Is instrumentality. But yeah, so let's...
It's worth it in the end.
We've covered the show.
I think we've done a decent enough job.
Yeah. I think you've got some people who need some answers.
I think a lot of people need answers, yes. Uh-huh. But we do a segment on this show where we give answers to the people who need them most.
Yes.
The great users of GaiaOnline.biz.
The unfortunate souls.
Whatever it is.
They're just lost.
We're going to help
They're lost
them out,
in
though.
Time, just like the characters of Noaine, but they're never coming back. But we might be able to save some of them. Who knows?
Yeah, we're gonna open a dimensional portal and send them some help. Hit me with a question.
Okay. Okay, we'll cut this out. I need a few seconds.
Okay. Cut this out here, Declan, in the future. Okay. I'm the future, you!
You! You! I can't play the song right now. Okay. We'll start out. We'll do a few of these. We'll start out easy. I believe this first one is from the health and fitness section.
Uh-huh. Oh, great.
From Gaia Online user Lord Saunder.
Uh-huh.
He or she asks, feel a movement on my face?
Yeah, I can't feel my face.
Okay, what is the question?
Okay, this is a little hard to describe, and I've tried Googling it, but I have this tingly sensation. Actually, I don't even know that. That's right. It's like something is moving or poking my face periodically on a very specific spot on my face, on my cheek a good bit below my eye. Any idea what the shit it could be?
Was that all one run-on sentence?
No, there were some sentences in there.
Okay.
Is he asleep when he's feeling this? Because someone's probably poking him in his sleep.
That could be.
Hopefully it's not a ghost.
He does not specify that, unfortunately.
It might be a ghost.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it is either a brain aneurysm or a ghost.
I goddamn hope it's not a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, I hope it's a ghost.
If you were a ghost, would you just poke someone in the face over
and
over?
I would rather have a ghost poke me in the face than have a fucking brain aneurysm.
Ghosts would open up some questions about mortality, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
But a brain aneurysm would also ask questions about mortality, because I'd be like, oh god, am I going to live tomorrow?
Those are terrifying. You ever heard of stories from people who have those? Oh. No. It's awful. It kind of just fucks you up.
It just fucks your shit up. Like, it's,
oh yeah,
you
it's like
talk.
Your brain just like suddenly just can't handle what's happening due to some strain, and it can just randomly happen.
Is this sleep paralysis you're talking about?
No. This is a brain aneurysm.
Oh, that also sounds awful.
Have I ever told you about the time I think I might have had a brain aneurysm?
You probably didn't.
Were you just freaking out?
I was sitting in class and we were watching Pleasantville.
Oh man, that'll do it.
And it's yeah. a good.
You
movie.
Just look Tell at Tobey Maguire's face, and you were like, "Oh my god, I'm entering a new era of pleasure."
I was pretty concerned that I'm like, "Oh my god, I've lived this exact moment before." But then I'm like, everything started freaking me out. I was really convinced that I had lived this entire day before, and then I think it was either that or a panic attack. One of the
That's,
other. Probably a panic attack.
A brain aneurysm is a physical thing that happens in your brain, like a seizure or something, just like an overload.
And you almost die? You might just die.
It was like a stroke in a way, only not.
So it was a panic attack.
It's like an almost stroke, isn't it? I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not going to pretend to know, but all I know is it's not cool.
I tried to walk back to my dorm, and I was having difficulty remembering how to get back. I think that's a panic attack thing, too, probably.
Oh, maybe.
It's just anxiety related.
Maybe anxiety attack? Is that the same thing?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm going to annoy some people in the panic attack, anxiety attack community.
No, don't worry about that.
In the community.
I don't want to send them.
I don't want to send them into panic attacks, I'm saying. Go ahead. Give me another question.
You want a new one? Okay, well, we helped out that user. This is also from Health and Fitness. Blue4949 has a very important question, which I wish we had gotten to 12.2 months ago when she posted it. Because she wants to know, are there any diabetes cures?
No.
Yeah, there are. No, you could, like, if it's a certain type of diabetes, you can.
Maybe at a certain age.
You can remedy it.
Type 1
is. You can mitigate it.
I've been suffering from diabetes for 2 months. I'm 23, my weight is 72 kilograms, my height's 5'3".
What
I began to have.
Siri translate.
I began to hate. I began to hate diabetes, and I wish I could do something about it.
So,
what should I do? How do I cure my diabetes?
I've begun to hate it. You
if know, it isn't, hold on.
Diabetes is growing. Go ahead.
If it isn't possible to cure diabetes, how to decrease my blood sugar level? I think you gotta go to a doctor, girl.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, Gaia Online.
These, 2 months. Yeah. These four, 2 months of diabetes.
You're gonna ask these 12-year-olds, like, about, like, hey, I think I might be pregnant. What do I do about this? Like, it's...
My stomach has gotten large and I'm feeling kicking.
I think I might have already had a child. What, am I pregnant?
This is not a thing you want to... You want to go to a doctor?
It's too late for Blue4949 now. I don't know what happened to her, but... I wonder when she last posted.
See what her most recent posts, yeah.
Let's see. View posts.
I can't feel my
legs. Got my diabetes.
She posted in March of 2015, so... Oh, wait, no, that was... That was that post. Uh-oh. Yeah, she's dead.
Oh, shit.
She's dead.
Oh, man.
Sorry, girl. We didn't get in time. See, but... Hopefully we can get there time next time.
We can't save them all, Declan.
Yeah, yeah. Just most.
All right, give me one more.
I have four more.
Give me four more.
Okay.
Well, this next one, are these all health and fitness related?
The health and fitness has the best questions, but we'll get to the other. There are other forums later, but this is also health and fitness. This is a real banger. Silvery Fox Club asks, bowel cleanser?
Bowel cleanser, fiber.
The question is, from roughly the ages of 12 to about a year ago, I would, every six months...
Wait, hold on.
Repeat.
How am I supposed to... The ages of 12 to a year ago.
From roughly the ages of 12 to about a year ago...
That's not...
So
I would,
about a few weeks.
That's not a grammatically correct sentence.
I would...
Keep going.
I would, every 6 months-ish, clean my bowels.
He's very vague.
I would do this simply by buying a large quantity of prunes. I love the taste anyway. Eating them and spending a weekend close to the bathroom.
This 12-year-old's really in touch with their bowels.
I guess, hey, it's important.
Spend a weekend close to the bathroom.
It sucked, but I felt so much better when it was done.
I should try that.
The problem? I work 58 hours a week, 7 days a week. I can't spend a whole weekend close to the toilet.
I work 50-hour weeks, 7 days a week.
I have the solution.
Hold on. And I bike 18 miles to work every day, but I'm feeling like I need to do it again. Is there any kind of laxative that will hit me hard enough to clean me out? but stop affecting me after about 12 hours, preferably something natural or at least over the counter.
That hit me hard enough. Oh, fuck. Sorry, people who listen to that, because we just raped your ears.
That's great, though.
You should get a Wii U and just and just play on the toilet all day.
That's a good, yeah, any portable device. Or they say they bike to work. Just attach a little baggie to the underside of that. No one will be able to see it. Just put a little, like, kilt on or a skirt.
But what if it gets caught on the wheel and then it shits, flies everywhere? That's what I call a shitty situation.
I mean, if you live in the city, it's probably not going to change that much.
Yeah, if you're living in India, like, I think you're cool.
Just buy some Poop Freeze.
Poop Freeze?
You seen that commercial for Poop Freeze?
No.
You freeze your dog's poop so you can pick it up?
Why would you?
I've heard of it.
Okay, I was about to dismiss that, but it seems like a pretty all right product.
No, it's probably dumb, but it's a funny commercial because it's just called Poop Freeze. that's the real name, yeah.
Huh. I can get behind that. No, it's gross.
Well, yeah, especially if it's like fresh and warm.
But if you pick it up
stuff,
with the bag, it's fine. I don't know how permeable plastic bags are, but I think you can pick poop up pretty safely.
I'm not talking about the consistency. I'm a very consistency centric person.
I mean, yeah, but you can usually get most of it. If your dog's poop isn't solid enough to pick up pretty easily, you're doing something wrong.
It's your own fault. You made your bed, now you're missing late.
Most of the time, it's just full of floss anyway, so you can just pick it up by that.
Maybe yours is.
Popsicle sticks. Yeah. Dogs are bad at eating.
Yeah, they will eat themselves to death if you let them.
They're like goldfish.
Dogs also, in at least my old dog did, during the winter, would go out in the backyard and find his own poop and eat it.
Well, if he wants it.
Poop, that's nature's poop freeze right there.
It was a she back then. Now my dog's a he.
Okay.
Sex
very progressive household. Yes. All right, keep going.
This is from a different forum called the GD. I don't know what that stands for. I think it's gold something. Anyways.
Gold Digger Society.
I want you to not answer this one immediately.
Okay. Let him get through it.
Okay. This is from user Throbin Hood. Which I'm sure he didn't make up. That's got to be from somewhere else. No one a guy is original enough to make up something like that. Throbin Hood asks, how small can something be before it doesn't exist? Now, hold on. Hold on. Because just a few posts down in this thread, Gaia Online user Epic Explosions says, and I quote, "Lol, your penis is the smallest thing."
Woo! Woo! It's not an error.
Woo! Woo! Yeah!
All right, well, we did it. That was it. That's the best joke.
Oh my, woo, you did it! Woo! Yeah!
Thank
yeah!
You. All right.
Congrats!
All right.
Oh my God! What?
You are smart.
Banger.
Okay.
You're correct.
It's a banger.
You are smart.
The lol that preface it is lol. Lol, your penis is the smallest thing. Because he's going to let you know in advance. He's giggling going into the joke. Go ahead.
That's probably all we're going to milk out of that one.
Yeah, he already answered that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a quick one. This is second to last. Almost done.
Okay.
This is from the music section, actually.
Ooh, I know about that.
This is from user XZaro, with an interesting quandary. Mm-hmm. Asks, why do all songs about Satanism have to be dark and edgy?
That one answers itself. I don't even know.
Aren't there any chill indie songs about the religion?
Guys, it's funny.
Satan's pretty cool.
Oh, I wish I had that as a sound effect. Fuck.
What genre would you want a satanic song in right now?
Crunkcore? Okay. No, ska.
Ska.
I like Satan. He's a really cool guy.
There's probably satanic ska bands. Boom. That seems like a satanic friendly
genre. I'm going to Google it. I'm going to look it up right now. Satanic ska.
I didn't even know there was one.
I'd be down with satanic ska.
Apparently the only satanic ska band is Mephiscopolis. Oh my God! I'm playing the song again.
Sure.
Yes! You did it again!
Woo! Woo! That's a great band. It's a great band name.
That's holy shit.
See, that's actually really clever, though.
That's really good.
They found it. They found the old... No, there's the only...
Wait, repeat that name one more time.
Mephiscopheles.
Like, the only reason there's no other bands in that genre is because the name's taken.
Yeah, you can't make it. You've retired the genre with that name.
Yep.
You want to hear some Mephiscopheles?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
You want Death Ska or Doomsday?
Doomsday.
Okay. This is a music video, but you can't see it.
Okay, that's fine. Just describe what's happening.
Ooh.
Doomsday.
Okay. I'm in this.
Yeah, this is cool.
I like Satan now.
Satan's pretty cool. I just want to hear the lyrics. Cause it's like, is it about Satan?
Okay, so this is about the apocalypse. That's cool.
All right, cool, yeah.
This is good. I like this. Man, ska is always fun.
It really will never not be fun. Ska, it's a good genre.
It needs to come back.
Yeah,
it'll be around forever.
We need a fourth wave ska. It's coming.
Yeah, someone needs to, just make it, like, just, I don't know what they need to do.
Ska
but they need to do something.
Ska wave.
Yeah.
But I was thinking I want satanic vaporwave, Satan wave, but satanic ska is better, so what's even the point?
Yeah, it's over.
It's perfect.
We've reached peak Satan.
There's very few things you could mix with ska that ends up being bad.
Yep.
Satan and ska is good. Uh-huh. Drugs and ska are good.
Yeah.
Skateboarding. That's good.
Globalism
ska.
And ska. Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Communism, probably.
Yeah. Anguish and ska.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think that's Sublime.
Evangelion and ska, I would watch that.
I get those. Okay, now we got to find an Evangelion ska AMV.
You should link that in the show notes.
Yeah, because actually it's just going to be a ska song. People can't watch this shit. We're at a podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Last question.
One.
Last question from Gaia Online.
Okay.
I have to set this one up real quick. This is from user Veilbat. Just give me 1 second.
Mephiscopheles. Oh, so I'm not even on this question. I'm just going to put my headphones down now because I don't care about the time film.
Oh, I love my film.
What's the big deal with autism?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the question was not about Seinfeld. You didn't have to. Oh, right, whatever.
So I was talking to a guy whose brother's autistic, and he was saying, like, back like 50 years ago, the chance of having autism was like 1 in 80. Now it's like 1 in 12.
Dude, it's check the fucking skies, bro. Look at the jet streams. And he was, look at the fucking...
Look at the rainbows in our water.
And he leaned forward to me. He's like, autistic people are going to outnumber us. Like, I knew he wasn't serious.
Oh, okay.
Should I tell that story to my grandfather real quick?
What? No, I don't.
Should I say that for another time?
Save it for another time.
Okay, that's a good story.
We'll do it.
That's that was the three Weeblos.
Yeah, that was it.
We have an email.
What? No, yeah. Oh, an email address.
Well, I don't want to get your heart. Oh, man. Your heart skipped a beat.
Oh, my poor little heart.
Yeah.
Oh, our email address is three. I did end up registering threeawebos@gmail.com. So I was like, why don't we have that? So threeawebos@gmail.com, threeweebs@gmail.com,
beachesonthelow@gmail.com.
If you can spell that, don't even bother. Tell us about, suggest anime for us to watch. Ask us dumb questions.
We will watch it.
Watch it.
I don't care what it is. I will fucking shove any bullshit unless it's like, no, fuck it. No ifs, and, or buts.
Under like. 14 episodes.
Keep it or give me, if you have a show you want us to watch that's long, give us like an arc and we'll watch it. I'll even do that. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I'll fucking do it.
Just tell us things we got wrong, or if you think we were stupid about something.
Oh man, I re-listened to something that I said earlier, like way, way, way earlier on when I was talking about Spider-Man. I've never been more wrong in my entire life than I was about Spider-Man.
You've mentioned that on this podcast. Yeah, you just got the decade wrong or something?
No. I got every single element of what I said wrong.
Wow.
I got the person involved. I got the person, like the actual run wrong. I got the era that it took place in wrong.
Yeah.
I apologize to people like Spider-Man. Sorry. That's been the three Weebos. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we also have a phone number, 318-WEEBS22. Call us, please.
Call us, please.
We're desperate for human contact. We're stuck on this podcast island, and no one wants to come visit.
And we're running out of things to do. We're going to have to start bumming each other.
I hear from another dimension or the future. Please, contact us.
Don't contact me, because I will lose my mind.
Up in here. Super friend, I want me job, jogging on them, hey yo, mate. When I do that, soldier boy, I need to lift and crack that thing now. I'm jocking on them. If we get the fight, then I'm cocking on them. You catch me at your local party, yes, I crack it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some baby, mate. Soldier boy, I've been it. Why me crack it, soldier boy, Superman that. Why me crank it, why me roll? Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all. Why me crank that soldier boy,